Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always, my co-host and friend,
Graham K. Hi everybody, welcome back to another week of Autastic. It's the comedian's guide to autism, and we are not scientists, we are two comedians trying to figure it out. I got an autistic brother, Kirky over there, he's got an autistic son. Do you get it? Your listeners, you are tired of us saying that. We still got to say it, but we're doing it. How are
we're
you,
doing
Kirk?
It.
We are FaceTiming each other right now, and you are in an airport in Charlotte.
Charlotte, North Dakota. North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Dakota. Pretty cool, man.
I was in Jacksonville this morning, got off a boat, stood in an immigration line for, 2 hours?
Oh, that's lovely.
That was fun. And then the other comedian was American. He's like, why are we standing in this line? I'm American. It's pretty funny. And they got off the boat, got on the plane, got to take another plane. Then I'm going to take an Uber. Then I'm going to take two more planes to Australia. This is going to be a bad 24 hours, Graham. I'm not
going
to lie.
Whoa, you're not going home?
I'm going home for 12 hours, yeah.
Wow. What are you? Oh, God, that's hard. That's hard. So you'll be home for 12 hours. Are you going to sleep?
I'm going to try to pack, do some laundry, a little bit of shopping, a little bit of sleeping, maybe edit the podcast, and get back on a plane.
Sounds fantastic.
It's a pretty glamorous life, I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Wow.
Brutal.
Yeah. Well, sorry,
That's
buddy.
Fine. That's life. Sorry. No big deal.
Hey, you're working. That's good.
That's it.
What I'm exhausted. Like, I got it. I just flew in yesterday. Got in late last night. Missed my flight. United. got to the airport 58 minutes before my flight. I should have been there an hour before. And so I couldn't check in using the kiosk. And no one was at the United desk. And I could not check in online because they want you to scan your passport if it's international now.
In New York City, this happened?
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, now that, okay, now it's, okay, now I get it.
Flying into New York. Like, I'm home right now. I'm in New York right now.
Right. I was like, there's nobody at the United counter, but right, from Manitoba. Sure.
Yeah, they had like six people working. They had to go work the flight. The pilot had to go fly the plane, so he had to leave the counter.
He had to load the luggage himself and then go fly the plane.
Yeah. So, but I got a credit. I got the full credit back, so whatever.
That's great.
I have the same amount of money as I did before. I've loaned it to United temporarily for the, you know.
Well, you hope they don't go out of business in the next 6 months before you can use it. Or go bankrupt, I mean.
It could happen.
It's happened before. It's happened twice before.
Oh. Well.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it's
maybe
for
I'll
sure
come
happened
to
before.
Charlotte, North Dakota and take a little trip.
Oh, man.
Yeah. See how the Tar Heels are doing in the wheat fields.
Yeah, they beat Duke, which was ranked in the top five twice this year, which hasn't happened very often. They beat a top-ranked Duke team twice this year. So
yeah, but Zion was out.
100% true, but still accurate. Beat them twice.
Yeah. You're trying to do your liberal fake news.
you know what I was thinking about? We'll get back to autism in a second, guys. Autism. Zion's shoe gets blown out. He's not getting paid. And that cut takes billions of dollars off Nike's market cap. Guys, if you don't know this, you should know Graham has another podcast. He's cheating on me on the side.
I am.
I'm the cuck. And it's about sports. Tune into that. What's your podcast called, Graham? Tell them again.
Friends and Sports. Friends before sports, friends in sports. It's a fun podcast. Alex Pavone is my co-host. But it's just Canadians talking, reliving sports memories. But anyway, enough about that. If you want to invest in Nike, now's the time to do it because they're going back up soon, I bet.
I think you're right.
Anyway, that was our financial advice portion of Autastic. Yeah, but I'm in a week. I'm going to be on a ship as well, so we're going to be. Hopefully, we can get a couple more of these out while we're in airports and stuff. I appreciate you spending money to rent out a little office in the Charlotte airport.
I'm in Minute Suites, it's called, where you rent it by the hour. It sounds very nefarious, but I assure you it's not.
No.
It's just a little couch you can lay down on and get away from the noise. Yeah.
And you can do business stuff, like us.
Yeah. I wouldn't take any business advice from somebody who doesn't know what city Charlotte's in or what state Charlotte's in.
I wouldn't either, especially with your bank account. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, you have the travel schedule of a guy, of an NBA player, and not the salary.
Just without the salary, luxury, or fans, but no. But yeah, different city every night, it feels like.
You're doing okay, though. I'm glad you're working. We're doing it, baby, and we're making this podcast happen. How's your son? How's JJ?
JJ's doing good. You know, we had a conversation with his sister yesterday. I talked to her yesterday in the old WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
That I get to work sometimes on the boat, and
that's your daughter.
That's my daughter. Sorry. Yeah. About, you know, the relationship with her brother. Those relationships are complicated. You know, like anytime. You know, it's no secret. Their mother suffered from some, you know, mental illness, some issues, bipolar and borderline was the last diagnosis, and so. It's complicated when you're a child and you're kind of, I'm hesitant to say the parent in the relationship, but you're definitely having to provide some emotional stability.
Certainly.
And being the voice of reason for a parent, that's not a great position to be in as a child.
Mm-hmm. And you're
additionally.
And you're, yeah, right. Go ahead.
You have a disabled son. Disabled sibling. Sorry.
Yeah.
So you feel like you've got these things with, you know, feeling the guilt around, you know, him getting attention or feeling marginalized or ignored, well, not intentionally, 100% accurately. You do, you know, you rightly feel like you could have gotten some more attention. So I wrote her a letter. Sometimes I feel like when you get on the phone and stuff, at least for me, it's hard sometimes to verbalize because
mm-hmm.
I am an old man who only understands anger and lust. So the others touchy-feely
gross
emotions I have a hard time connecting with.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. You're a young man, but you have almost from a different time. You're like a more old school guy in a lot of ways.
We talked about this, but yeah, my dad raised me, who I love very much. My dad's a great man of integrity, a loyal man,
mm-hmm.
You know, a family man, but also not great at telling us that as men you're allowed to feel
ditto for my dad,
you know, yeah, sadness, yeah. or a longing or melancholy or a lot of things, right? It's just, well, you know, just walk it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some things are hard to walk off.
Sometimes it's good to walk it off. I
agree.
I think there's a balance. Sometimes if you're in touch with if you take everything and express everything, you'll be exhausted by the end of the day, and some things you just need to move on, but some things you need to address. And anyway, going back to the letter.
So I took a second to write down, you know, and try to express these things. And then, you know, maybe I won't be here forever. And then just to try to talk about, you know, just express my feelings to her, you know, about the whole thing and that how much I love her. And as a parent, sometimes I think we get caught up in the day-to-day and then it's hard to talk about these complicated issues. Have you had those talks with your parents about that? How's that go?
Specifically about
in
what?
In regards to Peter, about, did you ever feel like maybe you were not given the attention that Peter got? And did you ever address that with your parents? Not to put you on the spot.
I didn't feel that, I don't think. I mean, I did. I felt it at times. But I understood it as a kid. I don't know. I kind of just, it was like, he needs help. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And maybe it made me colder and not need it. My parents are not emotional people to start with, Kirk.
Okay.
You know, they're kind of like you. So I just didn't know I didn't even know that you were supposed to have. I like realized in my 30s that parents were supposed to, kids were supposed to have a lot of attention. I mean, I had a lot of attention. My parents were helping me with homework and stuff, but I don't know, man. I think that maybe I didn't realize that I didn't get as much attention as other people when I was younger. And now that I'm an adult, I can understand why, and I'm okay with it. It's that's life.
Yeah,
I'm okay. I'm fine.
You can't see him, guys, but he's wearing these giant glasses, and he's got a hat on, a very pulled down very far, and he's about to be on NBC. He's killing it over here.
What do you... I'm fine. I mean, whatever.
That's great. I'm trying...
What are you
I'm
doing
trying
back
to figure
there?
Out the lights, because...
You keep fiddling with the lights, and you're going in and out of the camera. I'm trying to tell you a heartfelt answer here, and you're literally can't stop moving. You've gone in and out. The lights go off and on and on. What's going on? Just relax.
Lights are on a timer, so I was trying to keep them on. So, yeah.
I'm on a timer. I wish I could take a screen grab right now. I just
rubbing my eyes.
Rubbing your eyes.
It's been a long day. Should we do a... Sorry, my week in review is JJ's doing good. He's doing good.
Doing well,
excuse me. And, trying to piece together a trip to get out there and make it a family thing this year. My mom wants to go out, and my dad was like, speaking of dads, was like, I want to get out there and see JJ. I think it's been a year since he's seen him. I want to say maybe a year and a half. So
did he go to Sweden to see JJ?
Yes, he did. Not last year, but the year before. Yeah. Well, it was at Lorena's funeral. Yeah. So he saw JJ.
Right.
So that was last June.
Yeah, that was a year and a half ago.
Yeah, well, it's March, so yeah, almost 2 years. Yeah. So
crazy
time, man. Stands still for no one. Should we do the in the news? What do you think?
Let's do it, man. Yeah, I don't really have much to talk about with Peter. Yeah, he's doing really well.
Did I cut you off? Sorry.
You didn't cut me off. I Peter is. I would have said something, but he's. No news is good news with old Petey.
We need to get him. We need to get him back on the pod so we can. He can use it as a little bragging chip. I like that he likes that. It's funny. That's great. It's great.
Yeah. He loves celebrity.
He does. This is in the USA Today, which is we don't often cover the vaccine issues for obvious reasons, and but this is a large study. And I think it'd be remiss if we just ignored it. So, large study adds proof that measles vaccine doesn't cause autism. So, longtime listeners know, and most people with a child with autism probably are familiar with this MMR vaccine. They changed the way it was, or at least the way that the they've given it out over the years because of concerns as it relates to the timetable of when people get the MMR and when autism becomes really obviously present. So let's read the article and then we'll talk real quick about it. A new decade-long study of more than 500,000 people found that the measles vaccine does not increase the risk of autism, further reinforcing what the medical community has long been saying about preventative shots. Researchers from Denmark studied the Danish population registry of 657,461 children, some that were vaccinated with MMR and some who were not. Over the decade that followed up, 6,517 were diagnosed with autism, and there was no increased risk of autism in children who had the MMR vaccine and no evidence that it triggered autism in susceptible children. The study contributes to past studies that have found that the same. It reflects a well-known consensus among the medical community that widely encourages children to receive vaccinations. The editorial that accompanied the study, published Tuesday in a peer-reviewed journal, Annals of Internal Medicine, called the report, quote, one of the largest studies to date on the topic, and people choosing not to vaccinate have become a global health threat in 2019. The WHO reported, which is the World Health Organization, The Centers for Diseases of Control and Prevention recognize that the number of children that aren't being vaccinated in the last 24 months has been gradually increasing. So, as a lot of longtime listeners know, well, people that are in that read the news, there's been cases of diseases popping up that previously were thought to be almost on the verge of extinction. They've had 7 confirmed measles cases as of Monday, and mostly with unvaccinated children, and so. you know, measles is a you know, a real threat. You know, people can die from that. So.
It is coming back. It's legit coming back. Yeah. There's other articles I've read about that, and it's directly related to this fear mongering going on about vaccinations and people not vaccinating their children. So this is more evidence. If you believe it, irrefutable evidence that vaccines, at least for measles, does not cause autism. So,
yeah, I know that parents are always on the lookout to try to, you know, protect their kids, but there are no scientific studies that anybody can point to that point to a connection between the MMR vaccination and autism, measles, mumps, and rubella. So I would encourage you to vaccinate your kids. If, you know, additional studies come to light that point otherwise, then, you know, the discussion would change. But as of now, there's absolutely nothing. And I think they're going to start, you know, it becomes a public health concern if people stop getting vaccinations of all kinds. So I think anything else you want to add to that? What do you think, Graham?
Well, I mean, you said off air. You said off air that you do not believe
there's no scientific proof that connects the two. My hesitation is
you are not an anti-vaxxer.
No, but it is astoundingly unsettling that the timetable from the vaccine lines up almost perfectly with the diagnosis. And secondly, if they were doing it, I mean, it makes me uncomfortable how long it takes the government sometimes to admit that they're wrong. And so if they were wrong, would they admit it? Because you're talking about a $1 trillion lawsuit, at least.
Well, what about this study? Do you think that this study is a fraud? Do you think there's a possibility it's a fraud?
I see. That's the thing. I don't think it's I think it's statistically very unlikely that a Danish study is also on board, you know, because it'd be an international conspiracy now. Now you're talking about
People go over these studies to make sure that they're accurate.
Right, it's peer-reviewed.
And true, and they interview people.
Yeah.
It would have to be a far-reaching conspiracy, you know. It's would you, if you had another child, would you vaccinate it?
Yeah, you have to vaccinate. But, I would look into, if possible, spacing out the vaccinations. I know some people have talked about that, where you space out. And I know Jill's probably throwing a fit over there. I know she's a science person. But the MMR, I don't believe, has to.
Jill Escher, our roving reporter.
Jill Escher, our reporter, invests a lot in. She is a philanthropist who, you know, is into the genetic side of it, doing research, and so she's more
science. What has advanced society?
I agree, but I do think you could separate out the measles, mumps, and rubella, and not give it all at once. So you're not getting that big one injection chock full of mercury that they used to give. You know, because used to have a little bit of heavy metals in that, so that was the concern. The stabilizing agent or whatever it's called to prevent it from, you know, to keep it fresh or whatever. Because the MMR is one shot, right? It all goes in at the same time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look into this more. I feel like I'm more authority speaking about basketball than this. So before in general, I'd say yes, vaccinate your children.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's like, climate change is real. You know, humans have caused climate change, and vaccinations do not cause autism. That's my position as Graham K. But you know, just don't. If you are considering not vaccinating your child, I implore you, do more research.
I agree.
I understand.
I understand the concerns too, but I would definitely look into it because you're putting a lot of people at risk.
Yeah, yeah. There's way more evidence the other way, and absolutely none other than circumstantial, saying that it does cause.
Anecdotal,
Anecdotal. Is circumstantial wrong?
I think it's both, right? It's an anecdote, though, right? Because it's both. Because it's like my friend, you know, said this, and I'm telling you my anecdote, my personal, the timetable was like right on it. So that's what makes you feel weird.
Here at Autastic, we like to start with travel stories, then we do financial advice, then we do like 2 minutes of autism, and then We do the English language class.
It's a little bit of basketball mixed in usually, too.
Little bit of b-ball mixed in. A lot of it is you and I catching up.
It's a lot going on. You're about to be on a television show. There's a lot going on. So, yeah, it's a lot happening. It's a lot happening.
You're going to Australia.
I am going to Australia. Guys, shows this weekend, Perth and Tasmania. Where are you going to be this weekend, Graham?
Oh, I want to give a shout out. Well, this weekend I'm going to be in New York City, and then I'm going to be on a cruise, and then I'm going to go visit my parents in South Carolina, and I'm going to go golfing with my mom and dad, you know, hang out with the parents, go to bed early, you know, it's going to be fun.
Do the shout out. I think I know what you're going to do, and if you don't, I will.
Well, I had a couple shows this past weekend in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and I just want to give a shout out to all the autastics that came out to the show. Appreciate it. One in particular, Yannick, came up to me, and he is a Patreon supporter. And Yannick, you're the man. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out and watching me at Rumors Comedy Club this past weekend in Winnipeg.
Guys, we have a new segment called Everyday Heroes that this is not necessarily for the lead scientist, but just for maybe your therapist that works with your child or maybe your spouse. I guess you could nominate yourself, too, if you're doing a heck of a job. But just people that are loving their autism community, we'd like to highlight them and give them a quick shout out and tell us why you think they why you think they're an everyday hero.
More positivity and just give examples of people killing it out there in the world of autism, whether it's somebody with autism or a caretaker, like Kirk said. And, yeah, that's going to be coming up soon. It's going to be a segment we're going to try and do each and every episode. Coming soon. And, like Kirk said, send your suggestions. You can do that on our Facebook page. Just look on Facebook for Autastic. Will come up, and you can message us, private message us, or whatever, do on the wall. Or you can email us, or you can just message us on Instagram. I'm at InstaGrahamK on Instagram, and Mr. Graham K on Twitter. Or you can message us on Facebook. So that's probably a lot of ways you can message us.
He's not wrong, guys. I'm Kirk Smith Comedy.
He's Kirk Smith Comedy, by the way.
I think that's it, guys. We'll be back with a regular little longer episode next week. Guys, have a great week.
We say that every week, and every week it's like 23 minutes. Don't worry. Next week we'll have a 24-minute episode.
Not to brag.
Yeah. Oh, guys.
Have a great week.
Guys, be a hero. Be a Yannick. Go to patreon.com/autastic. P-A-T-R-E-O. And.com/autastic and donate to our podcast. It is a secure way to donate one time or multiple times, you know, each episode if you'd like, and in any amount you feel comfortable with. And we do appreciate it, and it helps us do stuff like rent a little room in an airport.
I was worried about what you were going to say. All right, guys. Have a great week. You can do it.